ये इंटरनेशनल गेम है, इसमें दिमाग से खेला जाता है, गुस्से से नहीं।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी एंड वेलकम टू एपिसोड 3 ऑफ खूब दर्शन।
खूब दर्शन
It's welcome back to Hoop Darshan. If you're a regular listener, you've heard our last couple of episodes. Thank you so much for showing all the support, and thank you so much for listening to us. And if you're a listener who's joined us for the first time, welcome as well. And please, I request you guys to go check back on the previous two episodes. On the first episode, we had a special guest, Mr. Scott Fleming, the head coach of the men's national team of India. And on the second episode, we had Karan's NBA India colleague, Akshay Manwani, and we spoke a lot of NBA and in general about basketball in India. And this week too, we have a very, very special guest, and we are very excited to introduce him. But before that, I just wanted to say, officially say hello to Karan. What's up, Karan? How's it going?
Hey, Kaushik, glad to be doing this again.
Awesome. So it is the 16th of April now when we are recording it. It will probably be out in a day or two. But Karan, are you excited for the playoffs that are coming up?
Yeah, we're just about 2 days away. I've written two mammoth different kinds of playoff preview prediction articles today, and there'll be many more to come. So I'm all playoffed out.
Awesome. So if you guys haven't given that a read yet, please go to Karan's Twitter feed and you'll find the links of all the articles. But today we are not going to talk about NBA that much. We are going to talk about something that's very close to our hearts, especially Karan. So Karan, why don't you introduce who our special guest this week is?
Yeah, I'm very excited about our guest this week. He's one of my favorite, if not for a long time, he's been one of my favorite basketball players in India. He is from my hometown. His name is Vishesh Bhriguvanshi. Now, people who are fans of Indian basketball know this man very well. He's been a member of the Indian national team for, I think, 9 or 10 years already. He's from my hometown of Varanasi, so that's why we have a special connection. Vishesh, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Via. How are you?
Vishesh, we are very good. We are so happy you could join us.
Sure.
Vishesh, I want to introduce about you a little bit to our listeners. If I say anything wrong, you correct me, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So, Vishesh, you're 26 years old, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think, Vishesh, you have been with the Indian national team for now 9 years, the senior team.
Mm. Yeah.
And you play for ONGC in Dehradun?
Yeah.
And also for Uttarakhand. Now, I will tell you, Vishesh, when I first met you, I don't know if you remember. Okay. It was 2008. Yeah. You had just won the MVP award of the NBA's Basketball Without Borders camp in New Delhi. And you How old were you when you won that award?
In 2008, it was around 18 years almost.
And it was amazing for me to find out that a person from my home city has won the Basketball Without Borders MVP award. So I went to, at that time I used to work with Times of India. I went to do a story with Vishesh. About Vishesh, and he was really gracious. He invited me into his house. We went to the UP college in Varanasi, which is a legendary college. It has produced a lot of greats of basketball, like Vishesh, Tridip, Golu, who's what is Golu's real name, Vishesh? I don't forget.
Arjun.
Arjun, and all the Singh sisters, and I think basketball fans in India will know Prashanti, Divya, Akansha, Pratima, all the sisters are also from the same place. And I also challenged Vishesh to a one-on-one game after the interview. It did not go well for me at all, as you can imagine.
Did you even score 1 point?
I think I scored one.
He must have stopped playing defense.
He scored the other 10 or whatever it was, you know. Vishesh has played at the international level for years. Like, he's been part of the Indian national team for a couple of Asian Games tournament, for I think 3 FIBA Asia Championships, which is the biggest international tournament India plays in. And he was a part of the Indian national team that defeated China last year in July. And at the domestic level, Vishesh, with railways in Uttarakhand, has won 5 out of the last 7 Indian national tournaments, which is the biggest national championship in India. And he wins everything. Like, he's the man with the golden touch. Every team he's a part of usually wins or is in the final. He's always getting MVP. So now that I've talked so much about you, Vishesh, tell me which was your most important victory for international victory for India. Which is the one moment that you is the most important for you in your career?
Right now, you can say that last year we defeated the China. So that was in the last quarter when we was playing, you were also there.
Yes.
So
yes.
You know what was the situation. So it was like when we was playing, we was like just we had to win anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
It is a golden period now, and if we'll win, we'll create history. So that was a very good thing, and we did it actually.
Were you nervous
we played
in the last quarter, as you know, China is only 2-3 points behind us. They were a strong team.
Yeah,
you were playing in their home court.
I was not nervous. I was like, you can say, ki bhai, thoda, I was like little bit worried also. Because we have a very young team, you can say right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Before that, when we used to play, we have all the other senior players and all. Right now, maximum age, you can say it is like 28 years, 29 years people we have in team. So when we were playing, I was like, ki, yeah, something will happen, something will happen, something will happen. We don't have to lose. We don't have to lose. And actually, we did it, and team has played really very well.
And what is the
and
feeling
we won.
Right after you? The when
feeling
when you
was
the...
like, na, ki, I went to the interview in FIBA, of FIBA, and they asked me what you want to say. I was like, ki, I don't have words to say. Because it is a very like this moment, I don't have word to say. What should I say? Because team has done something like nobody can do. So I was very happy about that.
Awesome, Vishesh. I wanted to ask you, like, how did you first get into basketball? And I know that in India, mostly people get into cricket, but how did you get into basketball and why did you choose basketball?
Okay. Actually, in front of my house, I am from Varanasi, basically.
Yeah.
And where I used to play in Varanasi, that college name is UP Inter College. That is Udaptap Inter College. And in front of my house, there was a basketball court.
Okay.
So... I used to go like sometimes play, sometimes cricket, sometimes football. I was a good player of football also.
Okay.
But
awesome.
Yeah. But there was just side of my house, there was a coach of basketball. He lives there. So he called me one day.
Okay.
And my brother took me. Just where you go to play sometimes football, cricket and all, just come with me and play a basketball game.
Okay.
So I started playing and right now I'm whatever.
that's awesome, awesome. Did you ever face like challenges from like your parents who asked you to stop playing or something like that? Because it's a very common thing that Indian athletes, you know, people focus on studies a lot, not that much focus
in
given
the,
to...
In the starting, everybody faced that because we are childs, and if we'll not study, parents will be get tense because we are not studying. We are just playing. But in 2006, in 2005, I think, I went for India camp.
Okay.
And the parents seen that there is something, some positive results.
Wow.
So after that, they started, and in 2006, I played for India also. So then parents thought that he has some positive results. So they gave me the little freeness that go and play.
Okay,
and
okay.
I did continuously and I gave the results.
Okay. Vishesh, so you were talking about how you started to first play basketball in Varanasi. Tell me now, why in the last few years, especially maybe not this current generation, but maybe about 5-6 years ago, so many players from Varanasi, they made it to the international level, and lots of them became captains. Like, you were the captain of the team, in the girls section, we had so many captains from our NSA. How did that
Yeah,
happen?
boys also. Actually, yeah, before me, there was a captain of Indian team.
Yes,
Tridib
yes.
Bhai was a captain of Indian team.
Yes, yes.
And after that, I became the captain. And in girls, like Bo Prasanti Di, Divya Di, they was the captain. So there is nothing, yeah, what we can say. In 2010, when I became first time the captain of Indian senior team, so that time, that was the SAB games in Dhaka. And we was going to play. And they just announced the captain. And that time, I can say the Robinson, everybody was in the team. All the seniors. And they made me the captain. And everybody was like, what?
How old were you?
I was like 19 and 20 years.
So was
something.
It very difficult being such a young captain of older players? Was that a challenge for
you? Yeah, so everybody was like, what? But coach said that I didn't made this. Harish sir made this decision. So he made me after that. He said, I made you because I want you to become the captain. I think you can do this. Yeah.
What is the secret of those few years in Varanasi? That was there a very good coach? Was there a very good system that so many good players came?
Actually, system is right now. System is very good, and the system was always good over there in Varanasi. I can tell you the in last 1 or 2 years, there's a not a good coach of basketball. For last 1 year, Varanasi don't have the coach also. Because Sai has stopped working over there in Varanasi. Before 1 month, they started again. So there was no coach. But the system is like, they follow their seniors in Varanasi. If you come anytime, you can see. They follow their seniors. Like if I will say in morning 6 o'clock, everybody have to come and they have to run four rounds and this all those things, and they will do. If I'll not come, also they will do same thing. And they will do what they want. So that is a very good thing in Varanasi, that they follow their seniors and all the system. What is going on from last 10 or 15 years?
And you're saying that now Sai is the sports authority of India. So you're saying that Sai doesn't have hasn't sent a coach now to the Uday Pratap College.
Yeah, before 1 month they had started again.
Okay.
Working again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Vishesh, I want to talk to you about the Federation Cup that just completed. You of course played for ONGC.
Yeah, in Pune.
In Pune, yes.
Yeah.
You played for ONGC and you won yet again. How many times have you won the Federation Cup?
I have 1, 2, 3. I have 3 Federation Cup golds.
Wow.
I had played 4 and I have 3 gold.
Yeah.
1 silver.
If you guys don't remember, Karan just mentioned a few minutes ago that Vishesh has the golden touch, so it's pretty clear.
Yeah. I don't think he even remembers how many things he's won. I don't know if he has a full list. Do you have a trophy cabinet? Do you collect your medals?
I have right now. I have in my home.
Okay.
If you come sometimes, honestly, I will call you again.
Sure.
My home.
Sure.
To show you how much I have.
Would love to. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, how was the Federation Cup? How did you feel you played in personally?
It was a very good Federation Cup in league season. League matches we lost to IOB by 2 or 3 points. And then in finals, we won like 21 points, 22 points. So it was fun to play in finals. But still, the always win is happiness. Give happiness.
Yes. And IOB, you think, is the biggest rival for ONGC in India?
Yeah. We don't. Actually, in India, you also know that there is no more teams. In all the tournaments, you can see where we and India, like ONGC and IOB play, we both team plays finals.
Was it different before when you were younger?
Actually, before the ONGC, I used to play for Western Railways also. So when I used to play for Western Railways, me and Yadu and two, three more players. So we also used to play for finals in so many tournaments. So that time there was the three teams. When after that we left the Western Railways and two, three other players, they also was very old. So they also said that it's enough because no more teams. So why do we play so many years?
Okay.
Yes,
no
I think
more players, so.
I think that was a big moment when you and Yadvinder went from Railways to ONGC.
Yeah, we had three continuously gold medals in the senior nationals.
And that
then
really
we
changed.
Left and, yeah, then we left and we came to Uttarakhand, but they didn't allow us to play in the senior nationals in Chennai.
I remember that.
Yeah, after that we went to Ludhiana and we won by 30-35 points in the finals again. We had after that one more year I didn't play because I have some back injury. Then last year again we played and we won the gold.
So yeah. Vishesh, the last few days you've traveled from Pune to Varanasi, then to Dehradun. Is this a normal schedule for you? Like, do you travel very much during 1 year? In your whole year, you're regularly traveling?
In the whole year, I travel a lot here.
Okay. So, like, can you tell me, like, how many times in 1 month you will travel? Where all will you go?
In a month, I can say 3-4 times I used to travel minimum.
So where all would you go? Which cities would you go to when you travel?
Dehradun, Delhi, Varanasi, or wherever the tournament happens.
Okay. And then, where do you work right now? You work in Dehradun?
I work in Dehradun with ONGC.
Okay. So, what is your schedule like? Your work schedule as compared to your actual playing
Actually,
schedule?
Actually, there is no work schedule. We are in ONGC. That is one thing is very good.
Okay.
That if you are a current sports person, an active player, so you don't need to work in the office.
Okay.
Your work is just to go for practice morning.
Okay.
If you have any other personal work in office, you just come to office, do your work and go and sleep and then again practice.
Okay. So this
is a very good thing in the ONGC.
Okay. That you can focus on basketball.
Yeah.
And
you
what
just
about
play your game?
Okay.
And you stop playing, then you have to do in work in office.
And
the
what,
time you just focus.
What about when you were with Railways? How was it there?
Actually, with there, we have 4 hours work in stations.
Okay, so what kind of work did you do?
Ticket checking.
Okay.
Sometimes just sit in the office.
Okay.
The charts and all. Yeah.
So I just want to clarify with some of our listeners who may not know the lifestyle of even, you know, Vishesh has been one of India's best players for 8 or 9 years. But because India doesn't yet have a professional league yet, all our players like Vishesh, players like Amritpal Singh, Amjot Singh, Joginder Singh, players who are part of the national team who beat China last year, all of them are semi-professionals. They all hold other job titles and play in basketball tournaments around the year. And that is their way of sustaining themselves while they have a government job and government salaries. And I think, Vishesh, you also go to camps before national tournaments. Where do you have the camp, the national camp?
The national camp we have in Roorkee.
Okay.
It's just nearby Dehradun, 2 hours.
Okay. Is this the camp with Coach Fleming? Or is this the...
It is just Uttarakhand team camp. And the national camp is always happen in Delhi, Bangalore, whatever the situation and something.
Okay.
Vishesh, why don't you tell us how much of a difference has Coach Fleming made? Before Coach Fleming, how was the national camp and the team, and how is it now?
This is the main thing.
Yeah.
This is the main thing. He made so many things, you can say. When we was in, before that, when we used to play, you can see some people say that when we beat the China, that was not the main team of the China. But in so many tournaments, the main team not play, but we never won. The same team came to the Gongzhou. Not Gongzhou, in Korea.
Yes. Incheon.
They played the quarterfinals and all. The same team. and we beat them in the Asia Cup. And Ribul asked me there also that what difference he made. I said he didn't make so many things. He just boosted us that you guys have so many things to play. And you was able to play, but you have to play. And whatever the system, I can say that he made us the team. Before that, sometimes like some people go there, some players go other way, some players other way. And he was like, Nagi, whatever you do outside the court, I don't care. But in the court, I want you that as a team. So you should play as a team. And we are doing this very well, I can say. And you can see also in Asian Championship also we gave the good results. Asian Games also, Asia Cup also, we gave everywhere a good result.
I
did a good job.
Vishesh, I wanted to ask you: are you guys excited about this year's FIBA Asia Championships? Do you have high expectations?
Too much, yeah. Because last year we lost in the pre-quarters. So I was expecting at least we should play quarterfinals this year.
That's excellent. I mean, it's very amazing to hear that India basketball is going advancing in such a way that you guys are expected to be in quarterfinals this time.
Actually, last time also I was expecting that we will play, but the group was, the second stage group was very tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will do better this year. Yeah.
Yeah, also.
Vishesh, you know, the national team is improving. But I think that to really improve basketball for a lot of players, not just for the national, but other levels also, I think it's very important to have a professional league in India.
Yeah, it is very much important. Here in
what
India.
Do you think? Have you thought about it? Have you thought about the professional league?
Maybe I was expecting from last 2-3 years it will start, but they are not going to start anything, I think, this year also, because we are not. I had not heard anything about league and all. So, yeah, let's see when league is going to start.
So, how do you think a professional league can help basketball in India?
Actually, we are in India. We used to play with the local players. If we are the part of the national team, so that means that we are better than others. So, because of that only we are in the national team. And if we are playing with the same players here in India, so we are not improving. We are just practicing our thing. If we'll play with the better players, so we'll improve, because when we'll play, we have to compete with them. So we'll work for that, to improve ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vishesh, just want to play a little game with you. It's called Rapid Fire. I'll ask you a lot of simple questions. You can give me very quick answers for all of them. Just for our listeners to get to know you a little more.
But you have to answer them quickly. Less than 5 seconds. Okay.
Less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, very quickly answer.
Okay. Yeah, no thinking, okay? Just answer straight out of your heart. So, who's your favorite NBA player?
LeBron James.
Okay, who's your favorite NBA team?
Who is my favorite?
NBA team. Which is your favorite NBA team?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay. Who's the best player that you ever played with?
It's Deep Rye.
Okay. Who's the toughest player that you've played against?
I don't think some Iran players.
What is your favorite city to play in India?
Mumbai.
Okay. And what's your favorite international trip so far?
Turkey.
Okay. And you have a difficult name for people to say outside. What is the worst that people have called you? Like the most funny name?
Something like Brig. They used to get confused because my name is Vishesh Bhriguvanshi.
Yeah.
So, in the my Jasi and all, the surname only came Bhrigu. So all the other countries, they used to they get very confused about my name. So they used to call something Bhrigu Vanshi, something like they just my name in the 2-3 words. So it is very funny to hear.
What's your favorite food?
Dal chawal.
Oh, nice. Who's the most funny teammate that you had?
It's Uday Rawat in my UNGC team.
Okay. Who do you think is the best young player in India now?
Amjot.
Okay. And last question, who do you think will win this year's NBA title?
Actually, I'm not following this year much the NBA seasons, but I still think that that Spurs can repeat this.
Okay, awesome. That was a fun game. Thanks for taking part, Vishesh.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Vishesh, so thank you very much for coming on this podcast.
It was fun. Thank you, Via.
Thank you very much, Vishesh. It's a really honor to have
problem.
You.
No problem, brother. Thank you very much.
Okay, Vishesh, so just good luck for the next tournament, and hopefully you can bring some more glory to India in the next FIBA Asia Championship. Okay, so that was Vishesh Bhrigu-Vanshi, and I mean, it's I'm so excited that he was our first player to come on Hoop Darshan, the first Indian basketball player, because he was one of the first players that I covered as a journalist and one of the first players I profiled, and he's been one of the most ubiquitously known male players in India for the last decade. So I'm really glad he gave us the time to be here.
Yeah, I think that he's one of the names that is not just known within India, but also in other Asian basketball circles. He's pretty famous. And I think that we have a couple of friends on our Twitter who keep referring to him as one of the best guards in Asia. And also it's very nice to hear not just recognition from inside, but abroad as well, because our basketball players can be, I mean, getting this kind of love is really amazing.
Yeah, so what's really interesting is that when Vishesh was talking about how he kept on mentioning the fact that when they beat China, it wasn't the proper China team. And he is right in the sense that, yeah, that wasn't their senior team with their best players. Yeah. But that China team was still filled with players who are professionals in the Chinese Basketball Association, or either professionals or guys who are about to be professionals in the CBA and about to make a lot of money in the CBA. And that's all they did. They played basketball as a living. So I think it's a huge deal for India to have beaten a team full of professionals. And I don't think anything can take away with excuses like, you know, it wasn't the real team or anything like that, because that team featured, one of the main players it featured is Zhou Qi, who is now being heralded as the next big thing out of China. And I think our post guards, like especially Amritpal, they did a great job on him. So it just shows that on your night, when you're motivated, you can really go up against players who and teams who may historically be way better than you. But on a basketball court, it's a 40-minute FIBA game. Anything can really happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the important thing that he also stressed, even though he said that it was not probably China's best team, was that they would lose to that team as well in previous occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was actually pretty awesome that they won that, and they carried that confidence over to play better teams like Iran and Philippines. And, you know, they did well against them also. And it's really fun, interesting, because all of these teams play a very different style. Like China is generally both inside and out, and Iran is typically they just outsize everyone, and Philippines just outpace everyone, but India hung on with these guys no matter what style it was. It was pretty awesome to hear that. But do you think it was really interesting that he said that, you know, how ONGC doesn't require their athletes to play and stuff like that? So I can tell you where I'm coming from with this is that in Karnataka, right, we have just a couple of clubs that that pay people to, you know, as employees for basketball. And even those, you might have heard of the names Vijaya Bank and MEG and stuff like
Vijaya
that.
Bank
so,
and KSEB also? Do they also do that or no?
KSEB is Kerala, actually. Kerala State Electricity.
Oh, sorry, that's the Kerala State. So what is the Karnataka equivalent? They don't have one?
No, we don't have one. So our best teams are Vijaya Bank and the Army's team, MEG, Madras Engineering Group.
Oh, okay.
So these guys, I mean, you will have to be proper employees, work like 6 hours with them every day. And on top of this, you got to practice mornings and evenings. So it's a pretty like rough schedule. I think people, we do have some listeners from, you know, outside India as well listening to this. And they might find it really difficult to comprehend if you're tuned only to NBA and professional league and stuff like that. It's really difficult to imagine just how tough it is for these guys to just make a living out of basketball. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and it surprised me what he said about the ONGC thing, that they don't require him to actually sit at a desk and work.
Yeah.
But he didn't mention railways. They did. In railways, he did have to work 4 or 5 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so insane that in India, you could be taking a train and your ticket collector could be India's best basketball player.
Yeah, that's just a little bit crazy.
it's crazy, but it's weirdly very regular and normal here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even tougher for our women's players. And I'm hoping over the next few episodes, we will have a female national player or a high-level Indian player who joins us, because they have fewer options for employment. They are fewer women's clubs. So if men have, I don't know, like 16 to 20 major corporations that have basketball programs,
mm-hmm.
women only have a few. They only have a handful, like 4 or 5 or 6 like this. So, you know,
okay.
It gets way tougher to secure employment through basketball. And I think if... So these guys have to really, they strive for the government jobs,
right?
And the basketball thing then becomes a bonus for them, you know.
That's right.
So when you take all this into account, and you still see the fact that they give it their all for wearing the national colors, they don't really earn that much money. And I've said this time and again, no one who really takes basketball seriously in India does it for the money, because there's barely any money in it. It's really for the love of the game. And for survival, the players who are part of the system, players like Vishesh, they took up basketball not simply because it's not really that they had other options, one, but once they took it up, they stuck with it because they liked the game. They may have had other options. There's not much professional scope in basketball in India yet. And people who work around, the coaches who work with the game, the scope of the development, the professional development of the game is still very limited. And so you really have to love the game. You really have to be dedicated to stay in it. And I've had conversations about this with foreign coaches who come to India, who have coached in other countries. And although they admit that we have so many issues with infrastructure, and our systems aren't good enough, and a lot of our coaching techniques are still decades behind,
yep.
you know, the top levels. But they all are happy at the fact that people are just enthusiastic. People who are into the basketball, they're really into basketball. They're enthusiastic and they love the game a lot. So this, even though it's a small minority, it's a very passionate minority.
Yep. And I think Vishesh also stressed that they as players have been waiting a long time for a pro league to come in. And I think he hit the nail on the head. We both discussed this off the record sometime about how... you know, these players, like, as athletes, they're supposed to be peaking when they're like 25, 26, until
yep,
they're 30.
Yep.
But by the time they hit 25, 26, they're like so ahead of the competition, and they only play, you know, within each other and amongst each other.
Yep,
so
yep.
they kind of hit a wall when it comes to player growth and development. And I think that a professional league, if we get one, it offers a chance, A, for, you know, young kids to choose basketball for the money, and maybe, you know, since NBA has such a vested interest in pushing basketball here, maybe we can have some international players as well. And I just think it's so important. We have a damn kabaddi league. Why can't we have a basketball
yep.
league?
Yep. It's all politics, really. It's all about, you know, who is willing to support who on what end. And there's so much backroom drama that there's very little actual basketball
It's all, you know, very few people who are organizing basketball at the highest level know or care about basketball. You know, it's everyone who's on the ground level, in the grassroots, who loves the game, and they're trying their best, but they don't have the power to move it forward. So it's an interesting problem in India. And you're right, Vishesh is in his prime these last few years. He's, you know, he might be actually a couple of years declined from his prime. Sorry, Vishesh. but I remember going back when I was researching for this interview and reading old articles that I wrote about him when he was 18, 19, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the people I asked questions about him. Mm-hmm. When I reached out to people and asked, like, what do you think about this guy? How good can he be? And really, people were hyping him up a lot. You know, Harish Sharma, who was the late former CEO of the Basketball Federation of India, I remember him telling me that if Vishesh stays on this path, he could play in the NBA D League one day. And people have said similar things about Amritpal Singh and Amjot Singh. And now even all of these guys are a bit, you know, they're getting 22, 23 years old, and it's already feels like it's slipping away. You know, the more time that passes, you need these guys to be at least aiming at the best athletic level around high school, college age, you know,
yes, absolutely.
17, 18, 19. And that's when, if they can't hover around, say, the American NCAA D2 level, you know, even that level,
mm-hmm.
then there's not much scope left. If it's already a bit too late sometimes, you know.
Yep,
so a lot of potential is lost when we don't pick up players and hone them properly when at a much earlier age, 11, 12, 13. And that, I think, is what becomes a real problem, where we either don't hone our players at an earlier age or we do. But by the time these guys get to 16 or 17, they either lose interest in the game
mm-hmm.
or they simply don't have the same hunger to, you know, to think. Or not even hunger, like they really don't see any future in it because there's no pro league.
Absolutely. And I think that this is a change. And I genuinely feel that kids are starting out earlier these days. And I can see, like I told you that I play out here and it's not great, you know, great level. I mean, the second division of the state or whatever. But I can see that kids these days are taller, they're more athletic, they're quicker. I think that physically, I think India is kind of, you know, shrinking the gap a little bit. And I think that it's just a matter of time before, you know, people start even earlier and people, you know, start to get better earlier. And hopefully someday, you know, something we have good news to rejoice about. But
I do want to add a positive note to all the gloom and doom I just said. You know, I think things and thanks for making that spin, because I agree with you. I think things are way better than even when I started writing basketball 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many kind of privately led or former players who are leading, or former coaches who are leading their own basketball coaching institutions around the country.
Right.
And those options are getting better and better. People are getting smarter. We have a FIBA agent in India now, an Indian FIBA agent. We have like really well trained with people who are coming from international coaching experience who are now coming to India and teaching kids and even going to the grassroots level. So they're teaching both. They're teaching kids who can afford it, and they're teaching talented kids who maybe can't afford it in like the grassroots.
Sorry.
So if you're a young person who's into basketball, I think the future is bright for you. Just like, don't give up. I'm sure by the time a current teenager becomes an adult, there will be a professional league. They've been saying it every next year for 5 years. But I think in a year or two, we should have a pro league. Now that we have the football league, the Indian Super League, I don't think the basketball league can be that far away. And I think for a lot of young people who are high school age in India, who or even younger, I hope, people who are middle school age, you know, class 5, 6 age, start taking basketball seriously, because the future is going to be good.
Yep. One of the things that surprised me, and I don't want to make it sound like this is really forced because of something mm-hmm. we spoke about last week, but I was genuinely disappointed that Vishesh said his favorite food was dal chawal. I was hoping he'd say butter chicken.
No, I knew that. I've asked him this before. Like,
okay.
because I remember doing a story when they were at the FIBA Asia Cup in Wuhan on what he misses the most on the road when he travels. And he said he misses his home dal chawal. He's a very simple boy.
Okay.
Who likes ghar ka dal chawal, ghar ka rajma.
Okay.
You know? And meanwhile, I'm here talking about bade chicken. You know, so as you can tell, the one with the healthier diet is an international Indian player. and the other one is a chubby journalist. So
good stuff, good stuff. I think that was a pretty solid interview. That probably brings us to the end of this week's episode. Any like final thoughts about Vishesh? And I know you guys are close. I know he's come for your wedding and stuff like that. Any final thoughts on Vishesh before we wrap this up?
I'm just glad he joined us, and I'm glad that he's able to give a voice to other players like him.
Yep.
Around India, because a lot of young people who want to become basketball players in India, they don't know what the lifestyle is like. They may not know what to expect. They may not know how much they have to travel and how much they have to work. And you know, it's good to have a face and a voice to that. Somebody like Vishesh who plays at the highest level. So I'm glad he was here to share the bad of and the challenges and, you know, the glories of representing the India shirt and playing for corporations around India. So it was awesome to have him.
Yep, I completely agree. I think that he's given us, both of us and all of our listeners, a really interesting perspective about what goes on in front of the scenes as well as behind of a basketball player at the top level in India. And with that, I suppose we come to the end of this episode 3 of Hoop Darshan. And before we leave, I wanted to again thank all of our listeners for listening to us, for subscribing to us, etc. And if you don't know where to find us, you can find Karan on Twitter at Hoopistani. You can find me at _Kaushik7, and you can also find our podcast at on Twitter at Hoop Darshan. On Facebook, if you search for us, we are also there. Just search for the word Hoop Darshan. We are also on SoundCloud if you like to stream and listen to our podcast. If you're an Apple user and if you like to listen to your podcast downloaded and on the go, you please search for our podcast on the iTunes Store. We're also available on this very new, rapidly catching up app called Stitcher, which is kind of the equivalent for Android to iTunes Store. So please find us. We're all over the place. We'll also be on Karan's blog, Hoopistani. So find us, subscribe to us, like us, review us, rate us, share the love, do everything that you can to support what we're trying to do here. And until next week, then, #IndiaBasketball.